It was a big day for soccer in Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure and honor to introduce to Los Angeles and the world the newest member of the LA Galaxy, Mr. David Beckham.
Beckham and his Spice Girl wife, Victoria, are making a bold but lucrative leap from soccer-mad Europe to the U.S. with its so-so attitudes about soccer. And in L.A. today, Beckham said he's ready.
I'm looking forward to this. My wife's here, my family's here. So thank you very much, and good luck and keep supporting us.
Joining us now to talk about Becks and Posh, as they're known, is sports writer Stefan Fatz. This is the Wall Street Journal. I almost want to call you Fats.
Please don't.
David Beckham was introduced at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California, where the Galaxy play. The team issued 700 media credentials for this. 700? It's that big a deal?
Yeah, well, they wanted to make it into a big show, which we saw with confetti and speeches, and it was a little bit hokey, but, you know, capitalize on the publicity. And here you've got sports publicity and celebrity in a very, very carefully planned product rollout. Beckham's handlers orchestrated two big advance stories this week. One was in Sports Illustrated. Beckham was in the Galaxy's new uniform on the cover. The other was in the Style magazine W, and Beckham and Victoria were basically in their underwear. Next week, there's going to be a one-hour network TV special about Victoria. So you've got this league hoping to attract the People magazine crowd to soccer, as well as the real sports fan.
Stefan, I just heard you use an interesting word. You called this a product rollout.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this really is about growing this business. After the Beckham news conference was on TV, I saw on ESPN a new Adidas commercial featuring Beckham, and I can't think of another foreign soccer player to star in a U.S. soccer commercial, not during the World Cup, though somebody might correct me. The Galaxy waited to change uniforms until Beckham arrived, and they say they've sold 250,000 jerseys so far. Beckham's first match is going to be on July 21, but it won't be against another MLS team. It's going to be against the English club Chelsea, which basically guarantees that it's going to be watched in Europe. And then the next week, the Galaxy are going to play exhibitions against two Mexican clubs to draw the attention of the Hispanic market.
So how lucrative is this? How will this work out financially for the league and for Mr. Beckham himself?
Well, Beckham is guaranteed $6.5 million a year from the Galaxy for 5 years. Between sponsorship, ticket, and jersey sales, team officials say Beckham has already paid for himself. They got a jersey sponsor, Herbalife, that's paying $4 million a year for ad space on the shirts. Beckham's five road games have generated an average advance sales that are 60% above the league's average. In the short term, financially, the Beckham experiment's going to work.
MLS, that's Major League Soccer, right?
Right.
Okay, so Stefan, big splash at the outset. What about the longer term?
Beckham is just a step. I think it's going to take 20 or 30 years, but that the U.S. will be up there with the sports powers in terms of legitimacy and international success. We're seeing big progress already here. Tomorrow, the United States plays Austria in the quarterfinals of the World Cup for players 20 and under. One of the brightest lights in the tournament has been Freddy Adu. You'll remember he joined Major League Soccer at age 14. He's 18 now. His pro career hasn't been so great, but he's been very dynamic in this tournament. If you want to watch some real advanced soccer, on Sunday, you've got the final of Copa America between Brazil and Argentina. Before you tune in the game, though, watch the YouTube clip of a goal scored by Argentina's 20-year-old star Lionel Messi against Mexico in the semifinals the other day. It is worth it just for the call from the Univision announcer.
Thank you, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal.
Encontró con el Apache Tevez. Se durmió México en esta. Va Leo Messi buscando el segundo. La bañó. Golazo.